Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Oh, hey, Janet, come on in for a second, will you?
Sure.
You know, I finished that spicy book you gave me to read.
That was quick. I just gave it to you yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'm no fool. I went straight for the pages with the corners turned down. I read it last night in bed. It was like reading a gourmet menu at a health farm.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, don't go yet. Come on, sit down a minute. I haven't spoken to a soul in this whole day.
Well, what about Mr. Roper?
Him?
Huh?
All I get from him is one grunt for yes, two grunts for no, and a burp when he wants his dinner. That's all I've gotten for 20 years. Well, almost. It'll be 20 years day after tomorrow.
Your anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, how great. Are you going to see a show or anything?
Oh, yes, yes, we'll see a show, all right. Beretta followed by Charlie's Angels. This is our social calendar. He won't even remember it's our anniversary.
Oh, I can't imagine anybody forgetting a thing like that.
Oh, I do envy you young people. The life you lead.
Oh, there's nothing to it. You just have to be flat broke.
Yeah, but there's your boyfriends and everything.
Yeah, but they're only after one thing.
Oh, I do envy you young people.
Stupid doctor. That stupid doctor.
Stanley, what happened?
He said I was in perfect shape.
Isn't that good?
Not to Stanley. When he goes for a checkup, he thinks he's wasting his money unless the doctor finds something wrong with him.
There's plenty wrong with me.
I can't argue with that.
Ellen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stanley. Did you tell him about your pain?
No, we didn't talk about you.
By the way, your wife was just telling me that day after tomorrow is a very special day.
Special?
Uh-huh.
Wednesday? Beretta. Charlie's Angel.
I tried. See you later.
Oh, hold it. I want you to talk to your roommate, Chrissy, and warn her.
Okay, about what?
Well, I was looking out this window about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw her walking around half naked. In her nightgown.
What? Oh, my God. She's sleepwalking again.
Sleepwalking, huh? This is a decent neighborhood. Now, if she wants to walk in her sleep, you tell her to get dressed before going to bed.
That's a brilliant idea.
All right, Stanley. How did you just happen to be peeping out the window at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Peeping? Me? I wasn't peeping. I wanted to see what the weather was like.
Then why didn't you look out our bedroom window?
And wake you up? You wouldn't want me to wake you up in the middle of the night, would you?
Heavens, no. And break your perfect record?
I mean, I walked out in the street in my nightie? Oh, Janet, I am so embarrassed.
Oh, hey, forget embarrassed. I'm just glad that you weren't hurt, that's all. Now, Chrissy, what's making you walk in your sleep this time? Chrissy, what's bothering you? Chrissy, what?
Oh, it must be Mr. Rogers. His secretary is out sick, and I'm substituting for her this week.
Oh, is he giving you a rough time?
Oh, I just can't keep up with him.
He dictates too fast?
Oh, it's not his dictation, it's his hands. The girls in the office call him Christopher Columbus.
What?
The explorer.
Hey, why don't you complain to his boss?
He is the boss.
You have got a problem.
Hi.
Yeah, the one thing I'm concerned about with now is the sleepwalking, though.
Sleepwalking? What are you talking about?
Jack, Chrissy walked in her sleep last night right out into the street.
Are you serious? How long has this been going on?
Oh, well, it started when I was a kid. You know, it wasn't easy being a minister's daughter. I had to be the best in school, the best in Bible class. When I couldn't do that, I got so nervous, I started walking in my sleep.
Well, just relax. I've got something that will take your mind off it.
I wonder what he's up to this time. What have you got?
Oh!
Oh!
My friend Larry gave it to me.
Honest Larry, the used car salesman?
The only thing Larry ever gave anyone was the business.
Oh, come on. Just because he calls himself Honest Larry doesn't mean he's a crook. Besides, this time I gave him the business.
How? Oh.
Well, Larry has a soft spot for animals, and he wanted to get rid of this litter of pups, so I took one.
Oh, and that's giving him the business?
Well, I also owed him $25, and I told him that if I took a puppy, he'd have to cancel the debt.
Oh, you've got a soft spot, too, right here.
What do you mean?
We can't keep it.
Why not?
Oh, Janet!
Oh, now, come on, you guys. You know Roper's rules. No dogs or babies allowed.
Oh. Yeah, well, we're keeping half of the bargain so far.
If we keep this dog, Mr. Roper will cancel our lease. We'll be out on the street.
Yeah, she's right, Jack.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
Hey.
Larry's not going to take that dog back, that lousy used car salesman. Hi, Larry. We were just talking about you.
Hi, Jack.
Come on in. You know Larry?
Hi. Sure. What are you giving away this time, your pet tarantula?
Larry, it's about the dog.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, that's a relief. I thought you'd object.
Hey, why would I object?
Isn't he something?
And I'm not going to charge you for it either.
Charge for what?
Oh, this rubber bone. I forgot to give it to Jack. It's good for the teeth.
I didn't know your teeth were giving you trouble, Jack.
Or the puppy.
Larry, you're going to have to take this dog back.
You don't want that sweet little, cute little, lovable
Larry,
little...
Larry, we are not allowed to have any pets.
You've got him, haven't you?
He's housebroken.
Here. No, wait, whoa. What about the $25?
I'll pay you somehow here.
Hey, she really likes you know.
Larry.
She knows you wouldn't betray her. You wouldn't...
Larry, please. We just can't have a dog.
Oh, much as we love her.
Why don't you hold it for a minute, Chris?
Larry.
Okay, get the message. Well, that's it, little girl. I've tried everybody I know. Nobody seems to want you. I guess I'll just have to, you know.
Have to what?
Have her put to sleep.
Larry, hey, that horror story stuff is not going to work here, man.
Yeah, well, you mustn't blame yourselves.
We won't.
Okay. It's the last time you'll be seeing her. You want to give her one last little stroke, Chrissy?
Larry?
Yeah?
Bye.
I'm going.
Come on.
Well, anyone for coffee?
Hey, he won't do it, you know. Not Larry, that old softy.
How about a cookie?
I mean, he will have to get rid of it somehow.
What?
I mean, he'll give it to someone else.
Would you like a cookie, Chrissy?
Anyway, it's not my responsibility, is it?
Look at this. It's your favorite kind, chocolate chip.
Got nothing to do with me. I'm not going to lose any sleep over a stupid little puppy.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, go get the dog.
Right.
Go.
Hey, laugh!
I see it. You old softy.
Chrissy. Oh, my God. Oh, Jack.
What is it?
Chrissy is walking in her sleep again. Come on. Chrissy.
Oh, boy, just I was dozing off. Why can't she sleepwalk in the daytime?
Wake her.
Not shouting.
quietly.
I almost broke my neck on this garbage can. I don't know how to do that quietly.
That's in the door. That's right. That's right. Okay. No, no. No, no. Oh. That's a good one. Now back to bed.
I don't know how she can make it down those steps. Asleep, I'm awake and I fall down.
That's the girl. She's getting back in bed.
Is she really still asleep?
Yeah. Oh, boy, I hope she doesn't keep walking all night.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just leave my bedroom door open just in case. Maybe not. Well, I'll just go put some iodine on this graze.
Nice.
Don't worry about me. It's just a flesh wound. I'll be fine. Quiet! Smart. If Roper catches you, he'll sell you to the burger joint on the corner. What's the matter, little girl? Huh?
Hmm. What's going on?
Little thing can't sleep.
You know, maybe she's hungry.
Yeah.
We better feed her. Want to have some din-din, huh, little baby?
Watch out for that table.
Oh, what are we gonna do? Chrissy! Chrissy! Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, there's nothing a girl likes more than a little tickle on the tummy.
Not like that.
Like this.
Yeah, is that better?
Better.
You are so beautiful. Mm.
No,
no,
I don't like it.
Oh, no, it's warm enough in here.
Oh, I love your eyes.
Here you go. This is going to make you feel so good.
Oh, I could kiss every inch of you.
Oh. On the floor, better.
Oh. All right, you guys, knock it off. Okay. Hi. Hi. Oh, doesn't anybody sleep at night anymore?
It's probably Larry trying to sell us some used earplugs.
Got a dog up here.
What makes you think that?
I've been hearing a lot of whimpering.
Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see, I stubbed my toe. And, whenever I hurt myself, I cry, and that's the way I cry.
You really are a very strange person. You know, lucky for you, you don't have a dog up here. Otherwise, you'd be out on the street. And that goes for all of you. Very strange.
We gotta get rid of that dog.
Jack finds someone to take her.
Yeah, but you know, he's already made about 20 calls.
I feel so sorry for the poor little thing. She has no place to go.
Are you kidding? I've counted 6 places she's gone already. Any luck?
No luck.
Oh, here, would you take a look at this dog food? See if it's supposed to be heated.
Oh, Janet, I'm sorry to bother you, but I need to borrow some milk.
Milk?
Milk?
Of course you can borrow some milk. Mrs. Roper? Of course you can, Mrs. Roper.
See, I had a quart, but it went sour. Mr. Roper fixed our fridge, and you know how he fixes things. Now it defrosts every time we flush the toilet.
How nice. Chrissy, would you bring Mrs. Roper some milk?
Oh, you girls don't have to wait on me. I'll get it myself.
Oh, you want to go into the kitchen yourself, Mrs. Roper?
Do you find it a trifle noisy in here, dear?
Come in, Mrs. Roper.
Hi, here you are.
Oh, thank you, Chrissy. Hello, Jack. Oh, is that something you made in cooking school today?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. It's a beef bourguignon.
Oh, that's French, isn't it?
Most of it.
Delicious. Oh, but that's not enough for the three of you, is it?
Leftovers. I was just throwing this out.
Oh, no, don't throw it out.
Oh, yes, there's too much for us.
Yes.
Oh, well, it'll be a nice change for Mr. Roper. The only time he tries something French is when he gets a side order with his Big Mac.
Mrs. Roper, I can't let you have that.
Why not?
It's cold.
Oh, I'll heat it up in a jiffy.
Thanks, kids.
Sure.
Oh, what are we going to do now?
I don't know. I guess a little puppy will just have to go hungry.
Hold it. We can't let Roper eat dog food.
Oh, why not?
It's only horse meat.
Well, you know, a lot of people do eat horse meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe with a béarnaise sauce, but not with added bone meal and marrow bone jelly.
Maybe it'll give Roper a nice glossy coat.
Besides, maybe he just won't eat it.
Right, there is only one way to tell. The next time we see Roper, we'll throw a stick. If he fetches...
I think I'd better go down and stop it.
I fixed that drain pipe. I must have gone up and down that ladder 50 times today.
Well, you should be getting the hang of it soon.
So much to do around here. You know, that ladder's really been a big help to me.
Why don't you bring it into the bedroom sometime?
I hope you got something good to eat. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Special treat for you tonight, Stanley. Jack made it. It's beef bourguignon.
What's all that jelly stuff in there?
It's supposed to be in there.
Smells funny.
It's French.
Oh. Why aren't you having some?
Oh, well, there wasn't enough for both of us, so I'm just having the stew that was left over from last night.
Sure this stuff is good?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Stanley. Jack made it. It's a gourmet dish. It's wonderful.
Then you eat it. I'm going to stick with the stew. I'm not in the mood to experiment.
You never are.
Your stew's not very good, but at least I'm used to it.
Oh, I'm sorry to bust in on you like this. I can't let you eat that, Mr. Roper.
Wait a minute.
Trust me.
Hey.
I'll just
dump
it down the sink here.
Well, stop it.
I'll explain later, Mr. Roper.
That was my dinner.
Yes, well, good night.
He dumped my dinner down the sink.
I heard.
What, is he crazy or something?
Oh, he's probably just shy about people eating his cooking when he's still a student.
He dumped my dinner down the sink.
Oh, now, don't get excited, Stanley.
My dinner's floating out to sea, and you tell me not to get excited?
I'll get you something else.
Never mind. I'll eat some of this French, what do you call it?
Janet, I've just been in the bathroom.
Oh, must you announce those things?
The puppy's not there. It's gone.
What? I thought you took it to bed with you.
No, I wouldn't do that. What about the fleas?
I don't think the dog would mind.
Janet, that little puppy could not climb out of the box by herself. Someone must have taken it.
Chrissy?
Yeah. Chrissy?
Yeah? Oh, Jack. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. Listen, that's my fault. I shouldn't stick my nose in other people's doors.
Where's the coffee?
Oh, no time. I gotta get to work.
Chrissy, have you seen the puppy?
Oh, yeah, the Ropers have it.
Oh. What?
Chrissy, wait a minute.
How did that puppy get down there?
Well, I gave it to them.
You what?
Why did you give it to the Ropers?
Well, I had to find a good home for it, and this way we have visiting rights.
Oh, good, Chrissy. You blew it. Now we've really had it. The Ropers know we were keeping a dog up here.
No, they don't. But if you gave it to them, they have to...
See, they don't know that I gave it to them.
What'd you do, wear a mask?
No, I wore my robe.
See, I put it out on their front doorstep this morning.
Oh, you didn't leave that little puppy down there all by itself, did you?
Of course not. I waited till I saw Mrs. Roper pick it up. Say, I put it in a place where I knew they wouldn't miss it, on top of their morning paper.
I bet that put a damper on their news.
Chrissy, what made you think that Mrs. Roper would want a dog?
Anybody who loves parakeets must love dogs.
What about Mr. Roper?
I guess she loves him, too. Otherwise, she wouldn't say that.
Chrissy, I want to get to work, Janet.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Good morning, Chrissy.
Oh, isn't he darling? Him on my doorstep.
Oh, you saw me. I mean, her.
I'm afraid so, dear.
Oh, hey, gee. I must have been sleepwalking again.
Yes,
oh,
she walks all around the neighborhood.
You always put on your robe and slippers before you go sleepwalking, Chrissy?
Mrs. Roper, we can explain. You see, I know it looks really strange having
Did you tell him about that French food I ate last night? Hey, that's a dog.
Very good, Sam.
You ate that stuff I sent down last night?
Yeah. What's a dog doing in my building? I don't allow that.
Oh, now, Stanley, stop pretending. It's the cutest little anniversary present you ever gave me.
What?
Happy anniversary, Mr. Roper.
Anniversary?
And what a darling way to give him to me. To surprise me that way, leaving him on the doorstep.
Yeah, well...
Isn't that right, Chrissy?
Yeah!
Just what I always wanted.
Well, I knew that.
Thank you, Stanley.
Oh, I almost forgot the reason I came up here. About that French food that I ate last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I flushed that down the drain.
No, that was my wife's dinner. Your stuff was delicious. Do me a favor, will you? Give my wife the recipe. I mean, the stuff she feeds me ain't fit for a dog.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.